B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Mandy Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We are at Dunkin' in Rock Hill, South Kakalaki, right here off of Dave Lyle at Springsteen. So many MRL radio family members stopping by to say hi.
We want to meet teachers.
A lot of teachers, and we want to meet you. So stop on by. It's our goal. We're trying to meet 10,000 radio family members, and we're well on our way. We're practically there. So please stop on by, and we also have Chubby from the Checkers here. And
we need someone to play Campy Loren live, so if you're in the car and you're heading this way and you want to play Campy Loren live, you can do that coming up here in just a little bit. But, Roy, you said you're super nervous about something that's happening next weekend. Why are you nervous this weekend for something next weekend?
Oh, it's big.
It's really big. Next weekend, I'm meeting my boyfriend Sterling's parents for the first time.
First time ever, and they're going on vacation together.
Yeah. And we've been together how many years now? Three? Four,
what are you asking us for?
I don't know. Because I'm
your relation.
I don't remember.
I think it's 3 years.
Yeah, three years. And we.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just his parents live up in New Jersey, and we're down here, and it's just we haven't been there. We haven't seen each other.
Right, because airplanes and airports
it's
and highways. Are, yeah.
Man. It's expensive. When they live states away, like it's you know.
He's embarrassed.
He's hiding
it?
No.
Yes.
You
totally.
Think?
Totally.
I mean, he's been home in the last 3 years, right? So, like, I feel like your relationship now is going to the absolute next level when you're meeting parents.
It is, because we've always done Christmas and Thanksgiving with our own families.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this year, like, I'm going to either go to his place or he's going to go to my place.
Wow.
So what are you nervous about?
I don't know. Like, so we're going to be in New York City, and one, it's a big city, and, I'm not really good with big cities. And so I told him, I was like, do me a favor, I'm a big guy, make sure we find, like, not some crammed little bar where, give me something that's open that I'm not going to feel claustrophobic.
We don't want some romantic Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I'm like having to, like, approve these restaurants. And
looking at the square footage and the layout.
Looking at the square footage and the chairs. You know, making sure that it's going to be a comfortable lunch, because I don't want any, I'm so nervous about meeting his parents.
So, let me ask you this. You're meeting his parents.
Yeah.
And you're already talking about New York City and the chairs and all that stuff. Are you just seeing them once, or are you meeting them and spending the entire weekend with them?
No, we're just doing lunch together.
Oh, okay. That's not.
We're just doing lunch.
Okay.
But his sister's coming, because I've met his sister many, many times. His sister's going to be also come to be like the mediator,
the
I guess.
Buffer.
The buffer. Yeah. In case anything.
What? I mean, what do you think it could possibly go wrong? You're the nicest guy.
I don't know. I know I'm nice, but, like, I don't know. When I get nervous, so I tell people this. I'm like a turtle. Like, sometimes I poke my head out of the shell, and I'm looking around having a good old time. And then other times I sneak back in, and I'm scared.
Well, not only that, but I think it puts the fact that you're only having lunch together puts more pressure on impressing them in a small amount of time versus, like, I have all weekend.
Right.
I can help with dishes. I can do this. I can do that. Like, you have an hour to impress the family.
And it's almost like a date. I'm like, what do I order? You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
It is like a
date. You're 25 years old. Order what you want.
I don't know.
I mean, are the parents paying? Are you nervous that, like, you're going to go over?
I don't even know how that goes. I kind of think.
No, you should probably
here's,
pick
here's
up
my
the
move.
Bill.
I think I'm going to go try to get to the restaurant before them and give them my card.
Yeah.
And so there's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Even like an awkward, well, no, let me pay for the bill.
Yeah, now I will say some parents don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they'll like it. It's the first
Lorena.
Time you're meeting them.
Okay.
No, they will.
It's
typical
it
of our show.
The parents look good.
Typical of our show. You guys are good. You're pulling me in both directions. I don't know where to go.
Sometimes, like, how do you know, like, maybe Sterling's dad is like, you know what? I didn't come here for you to buy me lunch.
If I am with my mom and we go to lunch, I will fight her tooth and nail for the bill. Because she paid for me my entire life. Like, it's my responsibility now to do something nice for her.
Okay. She's a bartender on the beach.
So what? She still makes a good living.
She lives a fun life. Yeah. I get it. You want to do something nice for her, but we don't know. If you want to buy them a drink or something, I would say that. But I don't know about going and paying for the bill.
No, really? I saved you the whole thing.
That's good. So now I really don't know what to do.
Don't worry. We have plenty of time to dive more into this next week.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
We'll break it down.
I'm so nervous.
Okay.
You know, am I going to say the right things?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll
sure.
be fine.
TikTok, right. TikTok, 1 hour.
I don't even know why I have this job. I can't even talk right normally. How am I going to talk right with them?
Don't try to be overly funny, okay? That's like my one piece of advice.
All right, we are live from the Dunkin', and you can shoot Roy advice at the MRL show or at you can text us. We'll read some text messages, 704-570-9595. Live from the Dunkin' in Rock Hill, the Dirty on the 30 and Campy Loren coming up on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.